Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Bloomberg Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know you can also hear market updates on demand? Simply tap on Bloomberg Market Minutes. The reports are updated every half hour. If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
He is a former chairman of the SEC, policy advisor to Goldman Sachs, Bloomberg LP board member, and he sold all his Facebook at 45, Arthur Levin.
Good morning, Tom.
Have you, I just have a basic question with all of your experience. Have you ever seen a quiet period like we saw with Facebook?
No, I never did.
I was, you know, and I don't give my opinion, but I can honestly say it was original. Mr. Galvin, who you know quite well up in Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, is looking at the Chinese wall. Exactly how thick is the Chinese wall between research and investment banking at Morgan Stanley?
What generally isn't appreciated is that the 1933 Act played a role in all this, that analysts really weren't allowed to publish anything, even though they knew there was a change in the earnings of Facebook. The only thing allowed by the 33 Act was a conversation, a verbal conversation with clients. They simply couldn't put up on the web, as I wish they could have, a new report. Now, the Jobs Act may give some leeway for that, but right now, those analysts simply weren't allowed by a law that is somewhat antiquated and has to be revisited. So all of this talk about the analysts' failure to tell all of their clients this information and all of the market this information isn't really fair. But this has had a significant, both short and long-term impact on the markets. Lots of dough is going to be lost. It was a very unhappy episode for Wall Street, and there are lots of people to point the fingers at.
Well, here's our story on it, Arthur. At issue is whether Facebook gave non-public material information to analysts that was then shared with select investors in the form of lower earnings projections. The answer lies in the evidence uncovered in the interpretation of Regulation FD. Our story quotes Tamar Frankel, a professor at Boston University School of Law, and she says, quote, "This is a gray area. There are a zillion rules, but there isn't a rule that addresses precisely this."
I think it is a gray area. There's a specific carve-out for IPOs in Reg FD. But again, go back to the 33 Act, and it says that there can be no written communication of this information. Maybe that was good then, at the time of the Great Depression. It's not good now, and I think we have to revisit that provision so that analysts discovering new facts put it up on the web, not just for their best clients, but for everybody's clients.
Do you have a guesstimate of how many quote-unquote investors were briefed verbally by these well-intentioned analysts? Was this, you know, they dial 1-800-NED-JOHNSON up in Boston, and they dial the trust company of the West because Kamal Sri Kumar would say so. What do? They dial seven people?
No, I think they dialed more than that, but I really have no idea how many they dialed. But there was dialing. But I think this is a really misunderstood circumstance, and it should be cleared up. But the much more important story than all of that is NASDAQ is tainted. The bankers were tainted. The investors were hurt. This will have a significant and lasting impact in terms of market stability and confidence in our markets.
Arthur, I thought a wonderful op-ed. It broke last night about 9 p.m. went all over social media. Ms. Krawchuk, writing in the Financial Times, and I just thought it was a terrific essay on complexity. And as you say, this is not 1933. Sally Krawchuk brings it over to J.P. Morgan and the complexity. Have we just gotten too complex within our banking and within the American financial system?
I don't think there is such a thing as too complex. I think we simply have to bring that complexity to a point where Aunt Minnie can understand it. That's not impossible. It's difficult. But I don't believe that there is such a thing as too complex in markets as sophisticated and globalized as our present markets.
Arthur, thank you so much. Arthur Levitt is a former chairman of the SEC. Also, the closer look with Arthur Levitt, 2:30 and 5:30 on Sunday. Who do you have this week, Arthur?
I've got
Mark Zuckerberg.
I've got Gina Raimondo, the treasurer, and probably the next governor of the state of Rhode Island, who has done more to salvage the pension fund of the state of Rhode Island than anyone in America.
And really is garnering a national reputation.
Yes, she is. She's one of the most exciting young politicians in America.
Arthur Levitt.
Good interview.
Thanks, Arthur.
Looking forward to that.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.